evening, everyone, and thank you for coming to this special presentation regarding the Speak4 platform, which I have been spelling incorrectly. I thought it was S-P-E-A-K-F-O-R, but instead it's S-P-E-A-K, the number four. And maybe there's an explanation for that. I don't know. But we're very privileged tonight to have as our special guest speaker, Claire Stanley, who's the Director of Advocacy for the American Council of the Blind. And she will speak with us, and then we'll take some questions from the audience. Go ahead, Claire. Thank you.
Great. So Speak4 is a platform that ACB has started using for about 2 or 3 months now. And there are several platforms like this out there. So if you ever work with another advocacy org and they say we use insert name here, there's several of them. So we've been talking about trying to procure one for a while, but I'm sure it comes as no surprise that they cost money. And so it took us a while to figure out what we were going to do. But we were actually really fortunate to get a group account, basically, with a couple other groups, including a Vision Serve Alliance and AER. So we were able to come in together. So it was more affordable. But long story short, again, you've possibly seen this without even realizing it. A lot of advocacy groups now use these platforms where they will send you information about some kind of activity going on, either at the national level, a state level, it could be really anything, but going on when we're trying to get a bill introduced or get that bill across the finish line. And so it'll tell you about that piece of legislation, that bill, and then it'll give you the opportunity to insert your contact information. That'll then pull up the name of your specific representatives, senators, or whatever the Massachusetts legislature might look like. And then you can edit that letter if we give you that ability, which we will, and I'll talk about that in a minute. And then you can very easily send off a paper about that specific bill. So it's a really great way to get people active and participate in the process of reaching out to your Congress members, because I always tell people it really is power in numbers when we're trying to about what you could get. I've actually talked to staffers on Capitol Hill, and they've said they count the letters or the number of letters that come in a part, because they might get one phone call about a bill, but if 100 letters about a bill, they're going to go, constituents really are thinking about this particular issue. So I like this because to educate people about bills that they might not know about. And then again, it makes it really easy to reach out. So I'll step back a little bit and talk about how we do it. So when we create a new campaign, that's the terminology that the company uses. And it basically means that we educate on a bill, on a particular piece of legislation that's in Congress, and then we give you that ability to reach out to Congress. So when we create a bill, and then if, or not a bill, a campaign, excuse me, when we create a campaign, or when you guys create a campaign, if you so choose to, which I'll talk about, there are three things you have to insert on the platform. You do a call to action, which is pretty easy. It's usually just something like urge Congress to pass a bill. The next thing that you put in is a summary of the bill, because of course you want the people who are reading the announcement to know what the bill is, because they, you know, might not know what it is. And then the last part is a letter written to Congress. And honestly, a lot of what we write in the summary of the bill is regurgitated into the meat of the letter, because we don't want to assume that they know what it is. But it's a pre-written letter to the member of Congress urging them to either sponsor the bill or push forward the bill, because they might already be a sponsor. And so one of the cool things about the platform, if we choose it, because when you create a campaign, there's all kinds of boxes we can check and uncheck as we create the campaign. But ACB has so far done it where we leave it open so the content of the letter is editable, meaning when you click into the pre-written letter, if you want to send it exactly the way we've written it, or when you guys do it, if you do it the way you've written it, you can just you know, tab down and hit send, but you can also tab back up and go into the editable box and you can change what you want. Or what we really encourage people to do is to write their own anecdote. So for instance, if you participated in the campaign that talked about the Website and Software Applications Accessibility Act, we'd encourage you go down, hit enter, and write a new paragraph and tell a real live story about a time you had to use a website that wasn't accessible and how it impacted your life. Because those, you know, real lived experiences are really helpful when we're, you know, advocating for a bill. When we create a campaign, again, there's so many boxes we can check and uncheck to create it. So for instance, I can check it where it's only going to go to the House, it's only going to go to the Senate, or it's going to go to both. If you guys were doing it at your level, you could go and do it just to the state legislature instead of the federal Congress, or vice versa. You can even be as picky as you want if there might be a reason for where you check the boxes and it's only going to go to Republicans or it's only going to go to Democrats. Or we might do it so it only goes to members of a specific committee. And that might be because the bill is sitting in front of a specific committee. And so it's important that it only goes to those people. So when you're designing the campaign, which is what I do, or again, hopefully you guys will be doing it eventually, you can be really specific about who does or does not receive it. We had a pretty great experience with the people who run the website. When we first worked with them to test it out, we found a few accessibility bugs, not on the front side. On the front side, which is what you guys have seen thus far with the campaigns, is pretty darn accessible. And let me know if you disagree, because we can let them know. But on the back end to create the campaigns, we found a few little problems when using JAWS, but we spoke to them and they connected us immediately with the chief technology officer and they fixed a lot of the problems. So they've been unbelievably responsive, which we know a lot of times that is not the case. So it's really easy once you create a campaign. It just creates a link. And so you can share that link far and wide. And literally when you hit enter on that link to open it, it goes immediately to that page that we created where it'll have, again, that call to action, the summary of the bill, and that editable box. The first time you do it, all you do is you put in your contact information. And really the big thing it's looking for is your address, because by putting in your address, it can determine who your senators and congress member is. But then it's really nice because the next time you you can obviously go back and change it if you moved, but the second time and onward, you don't have to do anything because it remembers your address. So unless you want to go in and edit the letter, which again, we'd encourage you to do if you want to share a story, but if you want to do it really quick, the second time I have literally hit enter, opened the website, went, yep, I support all that, and clicked send in 15 seconds. So again, not saying you don't always have to do that. We encourage you to add stories, but it's very easy the second time and onward. So pretty easy. We try to share the links pretty far and wide with people so you can get people to participate. And then the last thing I'll say before I talk about what you can do at the state level is that as far as tracking who's participated, that's been really helpful for us because I can literally go in and see who's participated. So I've seen some of your names, but it's really helpful because then we can say, ooh, look, 100 people have participated in the campaign. So that's another great thing about the website is we can say who's participated and know that people are participating and get some really helpful statistics. Are there any questions on what I've talked about?
Claire, I'd like to just mention one thing.
Yeah.
Other people may have this experience. What you said about it remembering has held true for me on the computer, but okay, not so on the iPhone.
Interesting. Okay.
Maybe when we get into the Q&A, I'd like to hear about other people's experience of that. I have had to put it in each time on the iPhone, which is not a problem, but I don't know why that would be.
That's actually an interesting comment. Two thoughts. I wonder if it's the setting on your iPhone, so that might be something to play with. But two, I'll drop an email to the chief technology officer because he might be able to confirm, oh, yeah, it's a setting on a smartphone and you know the user needs to change it, or, ooh, that's good to know and let me fix it. And maybe it's on.
Thank you.
So okay. I don't know which side it's on.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Does anyone else have questions about this portion so far?
David's hand is actually raised.
Okay.
It went up as you guys were talking. So go ahead, David.
Yeah. Hi, Claire. Again, thanks so much for coming to talk to us tonight, because the Speak For initiative is really interesting. Could you remind us again, probably said it already, if you have not yet logged in or signed in for the first time to Speak For, how do you do that? Where do you go?
Yeah, so you go there literally just by clicking on the link of any campaign that's sent out. And currently, ACB sends most of our campaigns out through the announce list. So sign up for our announce list. Announce plus subscribe at acblists.org. So as they come, you can click on those. Also, if you're not on the announce list, get on it, because you can get them in real time when I send them out. But also every 2 weeks, I do a recap of everything. And one of the recaps is just a running list of all the active campaigns we have. So if you missed one for some reason, you can literally go down that list and hit enter, participate, enter. You know, you can pick and choose what you want to support. But they're also listed there.
Sure. Okay. And just one quick second question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have other state affiliates done campaigns yet? Or if we did one, would we be the first state affiliate?
You would be the first. You would be the inaugural one. So
okay.
I have a question, actually.
Oh, Deanne has a question. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hi, this is Deanne Elliott. Thanks for coming, Claire. Mm-hmm. So what would happen if a person can't remember if they did a campaign, because there are a few of them now, mm-hmm. and if you respond to the same one twice, does that mean you're calling your representative's office twice, the equivalent of that, or will you be stopped?
That's a great question. I actually had that same question myself, and I haven't tested it. So let me test it, and I'll get back to you. Sure. So it'll either tell you, or I would think if you accidentally do it, and it does go through, no harm, no foul. You know, they'll get a second one. I don't, you know, unless you hit it 100 times, and they'll say, stop. But you know, if you actually do it a second time, I think it's fine. But let me do a test myself and see if it does give you a stop, you've already done it message.
So. Yeah, because otherwise, you know, there's the temptation there to just, like you say, do it 100 times.
Yeah.
I really, really support this strongly.
Yeah.
Cindy, you're up next.
This is maybe a little bit out of the scope of this particular discussion, but especially hearing that we're the first affiliate to do this, I'm wondering on the national level how much impact it would have if it's just us. Like, are other organizations, other disability organizations, responding to the same campaigns? Or
So if I'm understanding, do you mean responding to our ACB-specific campaigns? Or
Well, I guess maybe I'd hope that, I don't know who, well, I guess, yeah, you create the campaigns, but if there's a certain piece of legislation that affects more than just ACB members, like maybe other people who are blind, other people with disabilities, is this like, are we just part of a bigger mechanism? Kind of, because it doesn't seem, it would seem like a drop in the bucket if just...
Gotcha. So I'll answer that in a couple ways. First of all, ACB has been trying, and we would encourage you guys to do the same thing. Spread that link once you create the campaign far and wide. So for instance, ACB is part of several coalitions. And if our coalition wants to support the same bill, I very quickly go, here you go, here's the link. And they can share it with their members. So yeah, we're definitely trying to push them out there far and wide. And then I'm sure lots of people are reaching out to Congress about these too. This is just an easy way to do it. We want to make it as easy as possible. And then three, like I said, there's a lot of these similar platforms out there that I think similar groups to ACB are already using. So for instance, I was on a coalition call and I was talking about, I think it was the data one, the one that will impact paratransit was one of our campaigns. And I said, oh, we created a campaign if anybody wants a link. And somebody from United Spinal, which is for, you know, wheelchair users, he went, oh, we created one too on a comparable platform. So there's definitely lots of usage out there.
Carl, you're next.
So my question is this. Let's say there's a campaign we want to do. Does it keep you updated on where the bill is, whether it's still in committee, out of committee, on the House floor, on the Senate floor, in third reading, et cetera, et cetera. Does it let you know where it is in the process?
It does not. No, I wish. It's not that advanced. We do okay. have access to Political Pro. That's another service we pay Pro, for. Yeah. So yeah. I can do that on Political Pro, but unfortunately that I can't share with you guys. Well, I mean, I can, but you know, I would have to be very active. It's not like an automatic thing. So no. Unfortunately, no, it's not that advanced.
Okay. That, yeah. that.
Claire, good question. This is Sharon. Before you talk about our use of this, I just wanted to say when people do respond and send their senator, you yeah. get an email confirmation to yes. say that it has been sent. So when somebody was asking about what if I forget and I do it twice, you might look through your email to see whether you had already gotten a response from Speak4.
And yeah, that might be a way to indicate. That's a great thing to point out. I really like that when I've done it because, yeah, you're like, did I do it right? And, yeah, you'll get that email confirming that it's okay. been processed and sent
And it
through.
Does help to personalize the story when you can because they're not going to remember line items and budget numbers and dollar amounts, but they will remember personal stories.
Exactly.
Do you want to continue about
sure.
How we're going to use this, and then Nona yeah. can fill in the rest. Okay.
So Nona had called us a month or so ago and asked, well, can we do it on the state level? And I talked to Scott, and we talked internally, and we said, why not? Because the great thing about Speak4 is it's not just for federal campaigns. Like I had said before, there's so many boxes where you can check, uncheck. And so some of the things are, do you want it to go to a state legislator instead of, you know, the federal Congress? So I can literally go down and check the state of Massachusetts on certain boxes, and it'll go to you guys as legislator instead. Is Massachusetts House and Senate, is that what you guys call yours as well?
Yeah.
Okay, I know every state can call them different things. So same thing, when I'm setting up the campaign, I would say, hey, do you guys want it to go to just the House, just the Senate, just the both? So it's same thing, but when I'm, you know, going down and checking and unchecking all those boxes, you can do it just for a specific state and just for a specific House within that state if you want, or both. So again, it's all the same types of settings, but just knowing that you can do it at the state level as well. So you guys literally would just kind of do the exact same thing, do that call to action, summarize the bill that's going on in the state of Massachusetts, and then write that pre-written email. I am more than happy to help write them. Honestly, I'm sure you guys are such experts that after you read a few campaigns, you'll be able to pick up kind of the structure of how to do it. But when affiliates, ACB affiliates, reach out and say, we want to do a campaign, I am here to be at your service to help you create it and put it together and put it on the website. But yeah, you can do it for any legislation that's going on at this state level. So again, it's pretty much exactly the same thing. Just again, checking the proper boxes to send it to the right places.
Claire, Steve and I, our webmaster, have been talking about this the other day. He's not our webmaster now, but does a lot with the website. And because you would not be sending this out to the ACB announce list because this is a state level thing.
Exactly. So although I'm pausing because if for some reason you guys wanted us to share it, I don't see that as hurting, but it would be completely your discretion. It's up to you guys. Yeah.
So I'm thinking that you would maybe send it to Nona and Jerry, our advocacy co-chairs.
Exactly.
And then they can put it on announce. Is that
they? Yes. You can take that link and put it on your website, send it out in the email. We'll get you the link and you can do what with it you want to do. Yeah.
Okay. Are there any other questions for Claire?
David has his hand raised.
Mm-hmm. Deanne has another question. No, go ahead.
Hi. Thank you. I wanted to follow up on the point that Carl just made about the importance of stories, which, you know, we always do when we talk to our legislators. And I agree that that's a wonderful thing to add. So I recently responded to one of the Speak4 campaigns. I don't remember which one. And The first couple of paragraphs of the form letter were so well written that, and they were so succinct that I really, you know, didn't want to change that part. So I went, you know, a couple paragraphs into the form letter, and then I inserted my own little story and then kept the same conclusion. And I wondered, when it's being received in the legislative offices, how do they know that that's actually a different letter when the first couple of paragraphs read the same as ones that they've already seen?
I think they're pretty astute. They're going to see similar language. They're going to, you know, put two and two together. I can tell you, as somebody who was once a legislative intern many moons ago, going through those things, they're going to have an eye for it. They're going to go, I bet these are coming from a similar source. They know that there are platforms out there like this. So I wouldn't be concerned that, oh, if I change one paragraph, they're suddenly going to think, oh, maybe it's not from a similar group. They're going to put two and two together. Similar things are coming from different platforms. But they are, like Carl said, they're going to appreciate that you gave an anecdote. Because that's what they really like. So I wouldn't be too concerned. I think they're able to pull it, you know, get it all pulled together. So,
okay. And then I had a follow-up question also. If I wanted to send one of these campaigns to someone who is not a BSCB or an ACB member, like a family member of mine or a friend who's an ally, is there any reason why I wouldn't be able to send the link to someone else?
Nope. By all means, I'll give one caveat to that. There, when we pay for the subscription, we do have a finite number and use it before we have to pay more. So when Scott and I first used it, he and I kind of went, oh, should we be careful about who gets the links because we don't want to hit our number too quickly? Well, Scott and I have looked at the numbers and he and I have went, we're not going to hit that number anytime soon. So right now, please spread it as far and wide as possible. If, you know, in 6 months, Scott and I look at the numbers and go, uh-oh, that's a good problem because we want everybody to use it. So my answer right now is by all means. And then if we do get to that good problem, then I'll reach out to everybody and say, wait. But for now.
So my only caveat to Deanne's question is that I would not send it to people who don't live in Massachusetts, if it's a Massachusetts campaign, because the legislators really care about whether you're a voting constituent or not, or a resident of Massachusetts.
No, so, that's a really good point.
I guess I was thinking in terms of national campaigns. So I have a lot of relatives who live out of state and who would be able to write to their representatives and senators.
And again, for national campaigns, it's great because we check the boxes for who we want it to go to. So say, we haven't done this yet, but say hypothetically, we only wanted to send it to Republican offices because they're the ones we really need to get to sign on. But you guys live in Massachusetts, a more blue state. So there's probably fewer, I don't know, I'm, you know, just presuming, of you who it's going to go to. I wouldn't tell you guys not to participate. But if you participate and your Congress member doesn't fit that that criteria, no harm, no foul, because you're going to put in your address. It's going to say, oh, they only have Democratic representatives. The letter's not going to go, and it's just going to go out into the ether and not go anywhere. So that's what makes it so nice. It siphons out who it's supposed to go to, and it's not making you guys have to look up who your representatives and stress about, do I send it, do I not? We check all those boxes and it goes where we say it needs to go.
So 37 senators out of 40 are Democrat and 133 are Democrat out of 160. Those are the numbers.
I thought so.
So we're what we call a supermajority.
Okay. Yeah.
Carl knows those numbers.
Yeah.
All right. This has been amazing. Any final questions for Claire? I'm aware of her time and that she's probably been working 12 hours already today, right?
We do not have any more hands raised.
As always, if you have any questions about this, just give us a call or shoot me an email and we're happy to help.
Let me mention that in order to hear about the advocacy initiatives that American Council of the Blind is doing and to participate in it, you need to be on the announce list that ACB has so that you can get these announcements. And the way to do that is to send an email to announce+subscribe at acblists.org.